Every year, the Southern Culture magazine, the Oxford American, releases a music issue that is accompanied by a CD of the music featured in that issue. It's a much-awaited and cherished CD, and this year, for the 11th annual, there are actually two CDs, as the magazine has decided to concentrate a full one on music from an individual state. This year, it is the state where the magazine's editorial offices are located, and that is Arkansas. Now, there are famous musicians from Arkansas, Johnny Cash, Al Green, LaVon Helm of the band come to mind, but this CD exposes music you probably never heard before, and I asked the Oxford American editor, Mark Smirnoff, about the decision to make Arkansas their first state disc.
We thought if we were going to initiate a series, we might as well start in our own backyard. Plus, we had a sneaking suspicion that there were many neglected riches in state, musical riches. And that's what happened here. We just started digging around. And, you mentioned Al Green and Johnny Cash, and there are these bigger Arkansas names that a lot of music fans know, LaVon Helm, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Louis Jordan. So we knew them, but, we wanted to experience the unknown, not the known. And so we asked music nuts, record shop owners, musicians, writers, and just kept collecting clues.
Well, let's play some of this Arkansas music, because there's some things that just leapt off the record of me and people I did not know about, who I, by reading, found out are actually quite well known. It depends on where you look. And I'm speaking of a rockabilly musician named Larry Don, who's Larry's still alive, right? And he's huge in Europe.
Yes, he's huge in Europe. In I think England, Holland, Germany, but he's unknown not only in the USA, but in I have to admit, in his home state of Arkansas. He's born and raised in Bono, Arkansas, and this is a song that he wrote and sang in the early 60s, and it veers away from his pure rockabilly sound into something more poppy, but still rootsy, and the comparison I keep making is Buddy Holly. I think it has the Buddy Holly jauntiness and accessibility and warmth. But it's just, you hear it, and it's just a classic performance.
If I should see you all day or tomorrow, don't be angry if I don't say hello. But I still love you, I belong to another. I begged and I pleaded, but still she won't let me go.
That's Larry Don, and that's I'll Never Forget You. That is one that's on the Arkansas Masters half of the Oxford Americans. Brand new 11th edition of their Southern Music magazine and accompanying CD, and we're getting a chance to talk with Mark Smirnoff about some of this fabulous music. Mark, one thing I noted, which is interesting, and I noted it a lot on the Arkansas Masters with people like Sleepy LaBeef, who I know from New England, and I'm thinking of Little Beaver, who, heck, I guess most people thought he was from Miami because he cut a lot of guitar parts for records that came out of Miami in the 70s, but he's from Arkansas, huh?
Yes, both are from Arkansas. You're right on both accounts. I mean, I think to those people who know Little Beaver, we think of him as being from Florida. And Sleepy LaBeef, even though he resided a long time in New England, most people think he's from Texas. But he's from smack over Arkansas. And we're not letting him say otherwise.
Well, now, Little Beaver has a guitar sound that if people know Betty Wright's Cleanup Woman, the whole guitar lick on that's what Little Beaver sounds like when he's backing up other people. And I guess more recently, our listeners might know him from Joss Stone's first album. He played on that as well. But he had his own career going as well.
Yes, you're right on all accounts, and he was also a performer. Put out a few really great solo albums in the 70s, and I guess they just didn't get the popularity that they deserve. He's from Forest City, Arkansas, which I learned is also the home of Lee Anthony, who is. The great man who started in 1968 a soul label in Little Rock, Arkansas called True Soul. And we have Lee Anthony wrote songs. He didn't play on these songs, but we have two tracks on the Arkansas CD by True Soul artists, Johnny and Dolores and Larry Davis. But, you know, it's just, I mean, I just love the fact that Lee Anthony and Little Beaver were best pals in Forest City. And it's just, there are all these grand musical connections swirling about this state and, I think, every southern state.
Absolutely. Well, this is Little Beaver, and everybody has some dues to pay.
If you think the world owes you something, you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh!
Little Beaver from the Arkansas Masters, the first of the annual series of Southern State compilations that the folks at the Oxford American are going to put out along with their regular Southern Music CD. And we're getting a chance to talk with Mark Smirnoff about this latest one. You know, give me an idea how well the music issue sells compared to a regular run of the Oxford American.
Well, it's by far our biggest issue of the year, and we more or less doubled the number of copies that we produce and sell. And luckily, it's also a labor of love, so it's not only our best seller, but it's, you know, all things being equal, probably the most challenging, and therefore, in some sad ways, the funnest. Enterprise of the year for us, but yeah, it's definitely what this. I think this is our 11th, and so we're doing it because people want it, not just because we like it.
There's always a discovery when you look over the Southern Masters series, and there may be some names you recognize, but there's always somebody like, who is this person? And one of the people I just was taken with on this is this guy named Mississippi Charles Bevel, who apparently recorded for A&M Records, and he's just got a wonderful piece of music on here, and that one just completely slipped by me. How did you all find out about him?
I discovered him by reading a volume of small record reviews by Robert Christgau, his 1970s book of reviews. And Christgau also introduced me to Cy Conn. And, you know, I wish, you know, I knew about these artists before, but that's part of what we do. We go to our superiors, people who know this stuff better than we do, and we take their suggestions and we follow them. And you know, Christgau has great taste, and he is somebody to pay heed to. And I just find it kind of fascinating to read over his old reviews and read about these artists who he gave, you know, the highest grades to, and it's like, but why haven't I heard of them? Why are they forgotten? Why aren't there records on CD?
Mm.
And that begs a whole bunch of other questions. But you know, great writers are great sources.
Was it difficult to find out more about Charles Bevel?
Yes, yes, it was. And you know, that's part of the overall digging process. I mean. You know, often you'll come across a great record, and by an unknown artist, and the greatness of the performance just raises more questions than it answers. But I'm in agreement with you. I mean, you listen to Mississippi Charles Bevel, that tune, and it's like, why didn't I hear this on the radio? What's wrong with that? And the answer is nothing's wrong with it. It's a great song that would have stood out even on radio next to the Eagles and Led Zeppelin.
Absolutely. This is called Don't Lie to Me.
Don't lie to me, please. If you're my friend, don't lie to me. Don't mind my tears about the name you name. Don't tell me the sun gon' shine when you know damn well it's gon' rain. Don't lie to me.
Mississippi Charles Bevel, and that is another one of the gems discovered by the folks at Oxford American, and we are talking with Mark Smirnoff about some of the selections from the latest disc. That's the thing about it, Mark. There's, 53 tracks here in this. There's a great story on everyone. And I was just thinking, freelance writers must love you because they get to write about what they love about, and people are going to see it all over the country. It's just really a wonderful labor of love.
Well, I mean, that's the whole trick, I think, of doing something like this is that, and it's the whole benefit, is that it's all about passion. It's about the initial passion demonstrated by these musicians on vinyl, and then it's about our passion for these songs and artists, and then it's about the writer's passion for these songs and artists. You know, we don't have to force any writer to write about these people. We have enough writers know that we just want them to chase their bliss and have fun with these subjects and really touch on what's important about this great neglected art. And these writers love it because they love the music. They love the artist.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thank you so much for talking with us, and thanks for keep doing this every year. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate that you and other people listen to it so carefully, and thank you.